hour of the program. As always, you're invited to dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, you've got details on PTSD and where it comes from.
Well, not all of it, but
some of it.
Some of it, yeah.
We'll talk about that in a moment here at 855-450-3733. Also invite you over to the website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You can find stories online, submit them to our site. Others then vote on them. So it doesn't have to be news. It can also be a blog post or maybe a YouTube video. It doesn't have to be serious. It can be funny. It can be whatever you think our audience would be interested in seeing. And you get to vote, and everyone votes, and the most voted up items make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people see them and are exposed to them. And so go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. So we are talking about a situation, for those of you just tuning in. Last hour we talked quite a bit about Emma Sullivan. She's the 18-year-old teenage girl who decided to tweet her opinion about a particular politician. This one is the governor of the state of Kansas. And she said that basically that he sucks and that he blows.
Wasn't fond of him.
And that somebody apparently in the governor's office got wind of this somehow and decided to come down pretty hard on Emma by demanding that the school have her apologize. The school went ahead and demanded that she apologize, and she told them no and made news because she told them no. And as a result of that, she got something like 10,000 extra or 13,000 more followers on Twitter, which increased her from 60. So she's got quite a few more people.
That was 15,000 from 60.
Whatever.
Incredible number.
Basically, we had a very good, what I would declare a good conversation on the overall idea of authority. And I got some feedback while I was next door. It basically sparked some conversations over at the KAC.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening.
At the Activist Center.
That's right.
We've been talking about authority and how it's a terrible idea, the idea that humans who are just like you would somehow be able to control you by virtue of the fact that somebody went in and checked a box on a piece of paper somewhere. This is an absolutely absurd concept. Now, Mark, you brought up a valid point about authority, and that is that, if it's your property, then you are the so-called authority. I still don't like the term authority. I think it has that connotation of control from an external kind of in a bad way, like it's, calling yourself the owner of the property.
It's been
seems
stigmatized,
nasty.
Just like a lot of other words have been stigmatized, yeah, by the actions of so many individuals who are acting and under what they call is authority, but in fact is more like abuse of position or power or office in many cases.
Plenty of people who are abusing their authority on their own property, I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, some people will also use the term authority in exchange for, say, expert, for instance. He's an authority on the so-and-so topic,
mm-hmm,
right? But I still think expert has a much more positive connotation than authority.
I agree.
Authority is essentially an appeal to authority. I mean, using that term is appeal to the idea that,
yes,
this person knows more and is better than you, and, you know, look to them for the answers.
Don't think for yourself.
So Emma ended up all right. Like, she came out and she said, and by the way, JJ, there's a spider crawling up your headphones on the right side, like right,
okay,
there. Just so you know, the spider about to reach your head. Just giving you a heads up on that.
Poor little thing never hurt you, JJ.
Yeah, hey, never hurt you, but you never know about these things. So anyway, 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number here. There's no other way to do that than live on the air.
You can try to, like, smash the side of your head or,
yeah,
something and see what he did.
Look at him. He's being so nice. He's trying to let it live. He's just kind of bopping it off of there.
Everybody saw Charlotte's Web, for God's sake.
Right.
An extraordinary spider.
At least he didn't shriek. Thank you,
parasites.
thank you for handling
that
professionally. You don't seem like the kind of shrieking type when it comes to spiders. So Emma came out all right. She stood up for herself. She didn't apologize. In fact, she's proud of having an opinion and being able to voice it and standing up for her ability to voice it and not backing down and writing some apology, which she wouldn't have meant if she had written it.
Right. That's what this was really about, was to get the upstart to bow down. This isn't about changing somebody's opinion. It's about making them bow down and to, you know, obey authority.
So we're changing gears now. We're going to Thailand, where, according to The Guardian, a very similar news story has happened there with a 61-year-old man, no teenager, but 61-year-old man speaking out via his phone, sending text messages that were deemed insulting to the country's queen. Now, we're probably never going to find out what the content of those messages was, because in Thailand, it's illegal
to say.
To report on such things. You can't repeat what somebody has said that has gotten them in trouble with the Thailand laws against insulting a monarch, or as they call it, lese majeste. They're the most severe laws in the world. This man is going to prison for 20 years, sentenced to 20 years for sending four counts. So four, essentially, he sent four text messages insulting the monarchy of Thailand and will now be spending the rest of his life in prison. He's 61.
What do you say about that? Who would support that?
Even, I think that's even worse than Adamo's case, obviously.
I mean, there's no authoritarian, military-worshipping, far-right-winging hawk that's in our listening audience right now that's going to say, oh, well, that makes sense. It's because the average person in America is completely atheist towards other governments, or at least other governments where they don't speak English.
Right, so those other governments are bad, not this one, though.
They like Australia, Canada, and you know,
Britain,
and those, you know, the Western powers to some extent, too. But, you know, nobody's going to... Southeast Asia? Come on. Those people are heathens, or whatever they're going to say.
It could never happen here.
Exactly.
Right, and that's what it comes down to. It couldn't happen here. They were not going to get a king here.
No, but that doesn't mean that disparaging the other king...
The governor, maybe?
The president wouldn't result eventually in some more severe penalty. I mean, doesn't mean that down the line
it
wouldn't.
If you say something that bothers them enough, they will come and talk to you about it. The Secret Service, you know, Obama deserves the same thing that Anwar al-Awlaki got, that he gave al-Awlaki, or something like that. If you said something like that in a tweet, you can expect the Secret Service to show up on your doorstep.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't threaten to kill him. You're just saying that he deserves what he has dished out, that karmatic justice may bring it back to him, or whatever it is that you meant when you said it. You will get a visit from the Secret Service. So, yeah, to some extent, we have that here in America. And it's not just about threatening the president. It's about the vague possibility that the president might have been threatened.
Now, according to a report, this is again theguardian.co.uk, according to a report in the Bangkok Post, quoted the information technology minister, Anduth Nongkornthap, saying that anyone who presses like on items related to lese majeste on Facebook, that is the insulting of a monarch, should go back and delete all their reactions and comments. Such material could end up being copied by people who set up fake pages to insult the monarchy, he said. If they don't delete them, they can end up violating the Computer Crime Act for indirectly distributing inappropriate content.
So they set up fake pages for people to like, just so they could catch them liking something they shouldn't like. Is that what
I mean? No. He's not saying the government's setting those up.
Okay.
But he's
just saying...
Well, no. He says that those material could be copied by people who set up pages to insult the monarch.
Okay. I see.
He uses the term fake pages, though. I'm not sure why.
To confuse the situation further, because he certainly did.
Yes. But anyway, he's...
How successful?
So if you don't delete your likes, if you go and you find something about lese majeste, that is insulting a monarch, on Facebook, and you like it, and you live in Thailand, he's saying, if you don't undo all that stuff, we're coming after you next.
I am don't like bad things about the queen, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, or king. I'm not sure what's going on there in Thailand.
The court heard Amphon sent offensive text messages in May of 2010 to a personal secretary of somebody who was prime minister at the time. Amphon denied the charges, saying he was unfamiliar with the text message function on mobile phones and didn't know the recipient of the message.
Oh my!
Thailand.
So it may not even happen.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. How do you prove that it was indeed him sent that message?
What if the grandson got a hold of it? He's 61. I mean, the possibility exists, right?
Exactly. 855-453, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves, but they've got their criminal, and they're going to lock him up.
Yeah, well, it's
Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugly ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one, is the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The show is Free Talk Live. We call it that because you're free to call in, talk about whatever you want, and we do it live 7 nights a week. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive in various ways. One of those is to watch and listen to the program through the webcam where the chat room is built into the same page. You can actually chat with other Free Talk Live listeners during the program and after the program. It's always open at 24 hours, although the best time is during or immediately after the show. I think some folks stay in there for like another hour or so, frequently afterwards. Head on over to cam.freetalklive.com.
Get prepared. Protect your family. For my preparation, I choose wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. And with coupon code FTL, get a free entree sample. I mean, get a free entree sample. Try this stuff out for a limited time during the holidays. You can also use the same coupon code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com. 855-FOODWISE, coupon code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, 10% off any order. WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE.
Still to come, more about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. But first, Shadow is on the line listening in Alabama to WBHP in Huntsville. Hey, Shadow.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm not, as I told the guy, I'm not very computer literate. I don't have one and everything, but I was just wondering, with all the trouble a lot of folks get into, as you guys have been talking about, isn't there some way you can say what you want to say out there without people knowing who you are?
Oh, of course.
You use a code like, say, X27 or something like that. You know, just use a code. You know?
Well, they have ways to anonymize yourself on the Internet. There are certain services that completely obscure your identity. So,
would it work for Facebook?
There are some sites that can block against it, actually. They can identify the IP addresses of the anonymizing services and basically say, if you're using this service, we're not going to serve you.
But in this case, it was text through a phone, too.
Okay, we're talking about in two cases. There's the lady in the young lady in Kansas who tweeted. So that was an internet site, and then
that,
she wanted to be seen.
Yeah, people wanted to be seen. You want folks to know what you're saying.
The other guy used text message on his phone, and so there was no anonymizing there in any way, shape, or form. But yes, you are correct, Shadow. That is possible on the internet, although it takes effort. You know, anytime you want privacy, you have to be willing to spend either time or money or both in order to get that privacy.
Because I know when I send text messages out on my phone, I always use a code name. And it's, sometimes it'll be one code name, other time be another one. I may have 4, 5, 6 different code names.
Well, I'd be careful with that, because unless you have a prepaid phone that isn't hooked up in your name, which maybe that's what you have, but if you've got
prepaid,
a phone that's in...
prepaid.
Huh? It's prepaid?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that makes sense. As long as they don't have your name attached to the phone, then that would work. But if you're sending codes and your name's on the phone bill, then it wouldn't matter.
It only matters if you're sending out something that's really bad, as opposed to just something normal.
Or maybe it doesn't have to be bad. You could be doing something that's not necessarily bad, but it could still be illegal. Thanks, Shadow. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So let's change gears to this PTSD story, Mark. What do you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah, this is really, it's quite interesting. This is from USA Today. Study suggests that feelings of guilt may be a top factor in PTSD. And, you know, what we're, I guess, supposed to believe is that PTSD, it just kind of happens to soldiers. It's like they catch a flu bug or something. But they have post-traumatic stress disorder because they've had traumatic stress.
Exactly.
And what is that traumatic stress? Well,
killing people?
The study suggests feelings of guilt may be top factor. A leading cause of post-traumatic stress disorder is guilt that troops experience because of moral dilemmas faced in combat.
You mean the moral dilemma of killing another human being who otherwise is just like you?
Well, maybe. That's the moral dilemma that many soldiers faced on battlefields in the past. But as I've quoted many times here, World War I, the civilian casualties were about 10%. World War II, they were about 60%. And by the War on Terror, they're at 90%. And somebody called in and asked where I got my numbers from. And it's legitimate to ask that question. WikiLeaks, the government's own documents. Mm-hmm. That's in the Iraq War. I'm not exactly sure what Afghanistan was, but I don't think 90% is acceptable anywhere, frankly. Most of the deaths have actually occurred in Iraq, if you're talking about the War on Terror. So 90%. And that means that I don't think it's mostly soldiers that are out there mowing down women and children that are non-combatants. But certainly, it has happened, and some soldiers have been called on to do that kind of thing. The collateral murder situation, where the The helicopter pilot was shot down, the Reuters cameraman, and ended up, I guess, hitting a minivan with a kid in it and that kind of thing.
I remember that.
Yeah, this is it's horrifying stuff. And you're going to see these things. You may not be the soldier that shot the kid, but you are the soldier trying to get some medicine for this. And these are wars being fought in cities amongst people, and horrifying results happen. And you have to ask yourself, what is the reason? Why are we doing this? Because it's easy to sit over here in America, half a world away, and say those people don't count because they're not American citizens. But it's hard to be a soldier. Some of them managed to turn sociopath on us, but it's hard to be a soldier with morals and stand there and watch women and children and men that had nothing, old men and people that had nothing to do with anything, being blown into pieces and having their guts laying all over the street. When you're like, what is this about? Is this really, did the United States kill more people than Saddam Hussein did? What did we do in freeing these people, quote unquote?
Well, at the same time, they might just have the regrets of brutalizing individuals who are innocent. Like, in order to get their man, in order to get their guy, they had to kick in this door and then knock this child out of the way. And this woman who tried to stop them because her husband is the guy they're looking for, and she doesn't want him to take away the breadwinner of their home. She gets in their way, and so he has to butt stroke her to the chin. And, it's things like that maybe it's not just killing. Maybe it's just I had to be ruthless with a woman and child or whatever, and no matter how dehumanizing you can be about another nation, another culture, another people, you can always recognize the weak and vulnerable, the women and children, the elderly, and infirmed.
Well, I think you guys are making good points on all of that, but that's really, those are the obvious things. But maybe there's a bunch of soldiers who realized as they're over there that, oh, crap, I'm actually doing the bidding of politicians, and I'm killing other men who are trying to kill me, but they're doing the bidding of politicians, and this is all futile, and what's the point of all of this?
I really wish it was that way. I can't say it isn't.
What do you think happened at that? Remember that old world, was it World War II, where they stopped, during Christmas time, and they went out,
World War One.
They went out and they, like, shook hands with and hung out with, played football or whatever, and I would think that after an experience like that, that it would be real obvious who you were fighting against. You're fighting against other guys just like you in the same exact situation, the same kind of, class, poor people, lower middle class folks that are just doing as they're told. To come to that conclusion at some point while you're on the battlefield or after the fact, after already having killed these folks, and reflect on the fact that you took away a loved one from a family and that was you that did that, that could bring you to some pretty serious stress too.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live toll free number 855-450-3733. That's 1-855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. What is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They do it for all kinds of business, and they can do it for your business too. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, one of the principals, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. Big supporter of Liberty and has been for many years. You can go to see their banner at freetalklive.com. Top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Toll-free number again, 855-453 to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Daniel listening in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, good evening, guys. Hey, nice to meet you.
Well, thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm sort of new-ish to the ideas of Liberty, and I frequently kind of think about how different aspects of society might play out in a free society.
Mm-hmm.
And today I came across an idea that I've not ever really heard discussed with regard to a free society, and that is, how might wireless spectrum be divided up?
Mm, do you have any ideas about that? A fine question.
Yeah, but, yep, absolutely. So let me go ahead and give it a wing.
Because the FCC was originally proposed for this task, that this we need the FCC to handle dividing up the wireless spectrum and deciding who can be where, and, you know,
because God knows people will be rushing all over and, you know, broadcasting in different, you know, places and walking on other people's signals and all kinds of things.
But, of course, since then, we've seen the FCC grow into content restriction beyond its original intentions. But go ahead, Mark.
And that's essentially true. But essentially, it comes down to the same way that all other disputes would be handled. You know, somebody would be there first and homestead some position, that whatever that might be. The spectrum may very well expand in order to, you know, have more opportunities. Say you're in New York City. In New York City, every place on the dial is full. However, most of the United States, you know, there's all kinds of empty space on the dial. And some places in the United States, you can push the seek button and never find anything. And so you have different sort of needs in different geographic areas. Now, I don't know how this would be in the rest of the world. We're talking about the landmass known as the United States. But, you know, who's ever there first homesteads it. And it is costly to homestead a very large area in the wireless spectrum. There is one FM station that broadcasts at 200,000 watts and it's the largest FM station in the country. Somehow it got in under the wire or something like that. It's WHOM, whom, in New Hampshire. And it broadcasts at 200,000 watts. That's a big electric bill. And they only really cover, I mean, they say covering five states, but I don't know exactly where they're protected to, but they're covering a portion of Maine, a portion of New Hampshire. You really can't get it in Keene, a portion of Vermont, maybe, some places in Massachusetts it covers, that kind of thing. But, it's an expensive thing to homestead an area like that. If you can imagine somebody trying to do a million watt FM, that costs a lot of money, and it's difficult to get advertisers in a regional area when you're talking about, to support this. So WHOM often has advertisers in Portland and some from Boston, some from Manchester, but what does somebody who's listening in Portland, on WHOM have to do with somebody who's listening in Burlington, Vermont? And the answer is nothing. So they have no real crossover and no sort of reason to be this big, giant, monster signal other than they've been licensed it and,
Mark, not only that, you bring up some really good points from a financial perspective and also from kind of a different perspective on that, more just from an engineering perspective tied into financing, is... And I don't know what the terminology for this is. There's some techie term for it. I'm aware of this concept, but I don't know what it's called. It's where you're increasing the power, the wattage of the signal, but you're not getting concomitant results for the increase in the wattage. So, yeah. For instance, a 25-watt signal versus a 50-watt signal with the same antenna, you're really not going to get that much further with double the watts going up from 25 to 50. You're really not.
It's not the power of your wattage. It's the size of your stick.
Well, it's the height of the...
It is.
When it comes to FM, it's the height of the stick, yes. But that's more of an engineering thing.
I think it matters the height of your...
But my point being, WHOM probably isn't getting that much further for the extra 100,000 watts. Like, if they were just 100,000 watts instead of 200,000, they'd save half their power bill, and they probably wouldn't lose that much of their ground clearance.
That's true, too.
So what you're saying is there's all these kind of built-in disincentives to going too big.
There absolutely are. Does that make some sense?
Yeah, that makes great sense.
I think also factoring in mathematics, as you, especially at your longest, the greatest scope of your diameter, whatever it is, if you extend that diameter, the square area you actually gain is much greater per foot you extend out. Basically, what I'm trying to say is
the larger circles,
you get more like overall square footage.
But it's very costly to expand out.
Exactly, you might not be able to spread it as far, doubling the wattage, but you will still gain a great, great area because of just the fact that it is such a great radius at that point.
I get what you're saying, although, again, you're talking about maybe a slight gain in signal strength. So you're not really going to bring in a whole lot more people in, even if you do extend a little bit, because it still won't be that listenable, I guess.
The reality in advertising is the hardest thing in the world to sell is regional. And regional means...
As opposed to hyper-local versus national.
Right. You can sell local, you can sell national, but selling regional is just a difficult thing to do, because you try to imagine, where this car dealer that's in Berlin, New Hampshire, and does actually quite a bit of advertising, I can't remember what it is, but it's a Berlin car dealer. What in the world would somebody who's in northern Massachusetts want to drive that four hours to get to them? Or the people in Quebec or wherever. I mean, from one side of this to the other. The car dealer in Portland and the person listening in Burlington. I mean, it just doesn't have any crossover.
Right. So you're saying, Mark, that whatever conflicts would come up could be resolved via arbitration in whatever, private courts there might be in this free market world.
Sure, and then the courts would probably come to some kind of understanding of what is, fair. Because,
for instance,
a station, there's some stations you can pick up in some markets that you just pick up sort of halfway.
Well, right, if you're leaving Keene, you can pick up some Boston stations pretty well, actually. Does that mean that you shouldn't be able to have a station in Keene on the same frequency because somebody's already in Boston? And these are the things that would have to be determined by the marketplace. But I would say with it, I would hope that those arbitrators would lean towards favoring the local. So, for instance, you know, if there's a Boston station that's been on the air for 10 years and a local station wants to start up in an area that they're covering, that because they're feeding that local area, that they should have priority.
Right. At some point, the arbitrators will come to some agreement that, the radio station, we're just talking about radio stations at this point.
Right.
Radio station will own the 1 milliwatt, signal area or the half milliwatt signal area or whatever it is.
They come up with some industry standard, much in the same way that the USB is kind of a standard for computers. That was, USB wasn't enforced by government. It was created by a consortium of different technology companies that agreed on a certain set of specs and move forward with that. Or the same thing with VHS, where the market decided it was JVC's creation, but the market decided that they preferred VHS over Sony's Betamax, and then JVC allowed these other companies, probably through licensing fees, to manufacture it.
You really got to ask yourself. I mean, here's what the FCC does to people. Imagine you live in a little community, inside of a larger community or something like that. You want to set up a 100-watt signal just to serve that community. The FCC will come in and shut you down. You know, some DXers will triangulate you, turn you into the FCC. They'll come in and shut you down just for trying to provide service to your little community. You know, what's its burg inside of, Megalopolis. You know, you're just trying to give hyper-local news. Mm-hmm. You know, this is where the church is having the bake sale. This is when the elections are.
Which is why it would make sense for New York to have a station in Harlem versus a station in, even if it was all on the same frequency, to have localized stations around the city. It wouldn't matter to the people in Harlem that they couldn't hear the stuff that's coming out of Manhattan.
Well, I think it should be on different signals. That way you're not sitting in Hell's Kitchen and getting signal from,
They the should be, but if the band is that packed, then what can you do?
Well,
but the market could expand.
Right, the market could make new radios with larger bands. We don't need to be stuck between 105 and, or 108 and 87.
Yeah, I hope that helps, Daniel. Did it?
We've beat him into
so
the dirt.
So silent, he doesn't even know what to say. Thanks for the call. We're coming up here, 855-453.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What are you telling me about it? Your kid and a wife?
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's yearlymovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you like. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You can use a major credit card like Visa or MasterCard. You can also use PayPal. You can get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. You'll get the details and get on board over at amp.freetalklive.com. So joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Now, JJ, you had wanted to tell us about a snitch campaign that the feds are, I guess, out there promoting. The Attorney General, is it?
That's correct. The Attorney General, Eric Holder. The story comes from Wired.com. On Tuesday, Attorney General Eric Holder urged Americans to think on their neighbors and report intellectual property offenses like popping or hawking unapproved pharmaceuticals and downloading music and movies illegally. The announcement at White House came as the Justice Department kicked off a public campaign against intellectual property theft, which, like all successful wars against social scourges, we'll have public service announcements on MTV. Fortunately,
because the war on drugs has been so successful.
Right.
Quote, with all of its ads.
Quote, fortunately, we can all be a part of the solution. Anyone who suspects an IP crime can visit .gov or report suspected offenses, including the FBI website and whatnot. Holder said, the public's proactive attention to these issues can help us disrupt the sale of illegal goods to prosecute the individuals, gangs, and international criminal organizations that profit from these activities, and to stop those who would exploit the ingenuity of others for monetary gain.
So, hold on. Repeat the quote.
To stop those who would exploit the ingenuity of others for monetary gain.
You mean like what the government does?
Exactly. The government does not want competition.
It's funny. They call people that exploit the ingenuity of others for monetary gain, if it's not the government, a gang.
And
we've been calling the government and basically a criminal gang all along. I mean, the only difference between the government and a criminal gang is a really weird way of picking their leaders.
They fly flags in front of their offices.
Bad gangs will fly flags in order to get attention.
But they're usually underground to some extent.
To some extent, that's
you
because
don't know where
the government
mafia
is a voracious, monopoly when it comes to gangs. I mean, it's voraciously monopolistic in that area.
When they say gangs, do they mean like the hack groups? Like
No. If you see, I've there's also a story here about some of the videos they're putting out. Now, they have taken to piracy as they did in the 70s with marijuana and created the Reefer Madness type videos of piracy showing, of all things, that if you download something, you're supporting international murder,
right.
Slave raids, child labor, like all these
what
kind
of... What a bunch of nonsense. I mean, it's such crap when they say that when you buy pot, you're supporting terror, because for the most part, it's not true. I suppose there's the possibility that if you're buying some imported cannabis, that, you know, maybe some money is going to go back to a violent drug gang. But the reason why the drug gang exists in the first place is because of prohibition, so right. The government creates those circumstances. But it's even more preposterous to say that the various different rip groups and hack groups out there, the crackers and the rippers and rippers are the people that'll take a DVD, they'll rip it down, they'll make a, you know, an MP4 file out of it, and they'll put it online, or they'll take something off of over-the-air television, they'll turn that into a video file, they'll put that online. Those are some of who the rippers are. Or, you know, like pull down audio files off a CD, for instance, and make a music pack. But, like, there's these different groups that have been around for years, like Dimension and Immerse and other groups like that. And if you just go to the torrent sites, you can see them. They tag each one of their torrents with their name to get to give cred to the whoever the rippers were. They all have their handles and their names mm-hmm. that they use.
Well, and people also look for ripped copies based on who the ripper is. Like Xvid is one, I think, or
because of the reputation.
Exactly, because you know that last time you downloaded this video, it worked perfectly.
It was good. No,
you know, the quality was great.
Tear your computer apart.
And, you know, really, the rippers, honestly, they're like people who have normal jobs. In fact, a lot of them, guess what? They work in movie theaters. Okay.
Yeah, there is that. And but it sounds to me like they're calling them gangs. That's
exactly
what that quote sounded
like. They want to demonize the idea of someone sitting behind their computer and ripping something with some program to equivocate with some gun-running, drug-snorting, child molesting, you know, some terrible person.
Right, as though they're the Hell's Angels trucking meth across the country and, you know, starting fights.
Right, exactly what they're trying to do.
These are you're talking about, and by the way, the ages of these folks are fairly wide-ranging. There are people that are involved that are older, that have been involved in computers since the beginning of computers, and there are also younger, teenagers that are also involved as well.
I think this whole thing just encourages the whole see something, say something, snitch on your neighbor mentality. The slave on slave violence needs to stop, and people need to stop turning to the government to turn in their neighbors. If you have some spat with your neighbor and something goes wrong, don't go calling in some vague threat or some vague cryptic warning. Well, they might have something. I saw them downloading something the other day. You know, this could be used as a tool of leverage and vendetta, because once you
use it, somebody's going to use it against you.
They're
more likely to use it against you. You're breaking the law. Whoever you are, within you're in the sound of my voice, you're breaking the law.
You know what I'd love to do? It's never going to be possible, but it sure would be fun, wouldn't it, to go and audit the whole police department. Just to be able to, and just take a snapshot of every police officer's personal home computer and just find out how many of these guys are actually, you know, A, downloading video games or music or movies.
Have some illegal porn.
Or have some possible, questionable porn.
I think even worse than that, the FBI. Because the
gambling online?
The FBI, they're the ones who capture these computers and bring them to their base and analyze them and, you know, and break them down and get all this data. And of course, they have to archive the data for evidentiary purposes. And you know what? There are countless stories I've heard of people in the FBI computer offices and other institutions, not just the FBI, but those type of institutions, where they are the ones that were found and brought up on charges of child porn having that on their home computer.
Well, because they have access to all kinds
of
like archives.
They get paid money
25
to
years
go
worth
through
it.
All of this so-called taboo and banned content. And then all
that's
of a sudden,
hey,
here's
isn't
some good
stuff.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're the ones that are guilty of having it. It's just like, well, of course, you're taking something that you're saying people shouldn't have. You're giving a small class of people the ability to possess and use it without any punishments. That the people in the FBI.
I'm just researching. It's only
We're just drawing up a report. Right. That's what we're doing. And then, you know, of course, they're gonna take it home because they feel immune. They have the authority. No one's going to come down on me. I am the government. I am the law.
I am the
law.
Right.
We just talked about this last night, actually, with the sheriff who has been arrested for selling methamphetamine and is now going to the very same jail that bears his name.
Wow, yeah. That is so sweet.
Now and then, they'll get one of them, right? They'll hold one of them up. They'll sacrifice one of their own to get you to think that, oh, see, the system still works. Look at that. They really showed that sheriff what's for. Even though at the same time, there's probably another, 20 plus sheriffs that are doing the same thing in the same region, who are completely untouchable.
Yeah, well, he wasn't giving everybody the payoffs.
Or something.
I actually saw and had an article that was from the claycord.com about, Concord, California, where a police lieutenant was issued a citation for his role in a traffic collision. So there's a victim here. And a captain basically dismissed the ticket in the interest of justice. He acknowledged the media's request for a comment, but did not actually answer the question. So, I mean, in the interest of justice, the ticket for the lieutenant who was at fault here, given by one of his cops, has been dismissed. Now, I'm just wondering if there's going to be any bad results for that officer. In this circumstance, if there's any washdown, is it going to be the lieutenant that gets in trouble, or is it going to be the officer?
None of the above.
Well, you think? Well, come on. This officer just broke ranks, right. In some way, and broke protocol.
Oh, I see. What you mean.
He did not
keep
with the party line, the thin blue line.
He gave a ticket to his lieutenant. I mean, it would have been one thing if he would have written it up. Or something, and then walked into the captain and said, "Hey, I had to do this. There was somebody standing next to me. I didn't know what else to do."
I get what you're saying.
But, if this officer wrote this ticket, sort of justifiably, oh my God, they might as well look for a job in a different city.
Yeah.
They're probably blackballing.
Yeah. So, this is...
No, it's no problem for a cop to keep getting a job as a cop when he's abusing people. Like, there are all kinds of examples of the police...
Happens all the time.
...that have, 10 years of just getting kicked out of police department after police department for PR reasons. They just had to get rid of the guy, but he can still find another job at another police department. But that guy...
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's going to give us tickets.
Yeah.
You know what? He's dangerous. Get him out of here. All right. And that'll do it for tonight. But we're back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.